A figure in a silver spacesuit's using a broom-shaped brush to paint the vast hull of a red spaceship. From a distance, the figure's little more than a tiny speck on an enormous letter F, forming part of the ship's name, Red Dwarf. Resembling a giant whale with an elongated hexagon for a nose and a huge thruster for a tail, the craft lumbers through space. An asteroid is embedded in the ship's hull, the contours of which are defined by a mass of ducts, antennae, and machinery. Waiting for God by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor.
This is an SOS distress call from the mining ship Red Dwarf. The crew are dead, killed by a radiation leak. The only survivors were Dave Lister, who was in suspended animation during the disaster, and his pregnant cat, who was safely sealed in the hold. Revived 3 million years later, Lister's only companions are a life form who evolved from his cat and Arnold Rimmer, a hologram simulation of one of the dead crew. The most interesting event that happened recently was that Lister pretended he'd passed the chef's exam, although really he failed. That gives you some idea of how truly exciting some days can be around here.
In the drive room...
Holly, give me access to the crew's confidential reports.
Those are for the captain's eyes only, Arnold.
Fine, well, we'll give him 10 seconds to come back from the dead, and if he hasn't managed it, we'll presume I'm in charge, yeah? No, he hasn't managed it.
Whose do you want?
Give me Lister's, just the remarks.
David Lister, technician, third class. Captain's remarks. Has requested sick leave due to diarrhea on no less than 500 occasions. Left his previous job as a supermarket trolley attendant after 10 years because he didn't want to get tied down to a career. Promotion prospects, zero.
I always liked Captain Hollister. Such a great reader of men was Captain Hollister. A marvellous, marvellous man and a tragic loss to us all. All right, Holly, give me mine.
Arnold Rimmer, technician second class. Captain's remarks. There's a saying amongst the officers, if a job's worth doing, it's worth doing well. If it's not worth doing, give it to Rimmer. He hates the responsibility, but constantly fails the engineering exam.
Whoa, Holly, I want my report. Rimmer, 2 M's, ER.
Astoundingly zealous, possibly mad, probably has more teeth than brain cells. Promotion prospects, comical.
No, Holly, I want Rimmer. That's 2 R's, one at the front, one at the back.
Arnold, this is your report.
I always hated that pushead, Hollister. He always resented my popularity. That's why he never put forward my proposal to reduce the minimum haircut length by an eighth of an inch. Small-minded, petty-thinking modo.
Arnold, I'm picking up an unidentified object.
Constantly fails the exam? I'd hardly call 11 times constantly. I mean, if you eat roast beef 11 times in your life, one would hardly say that person constantly eats roast beef. No, it would be a rare, nay, freak occurrence. Possibly mad? What is he drivelling about?
It's on the screen, Arnold.
What is?
The UO.
What is it?
I don't know.
Well, you better find out, haven't you? It's obviously beyond me. I've got more teeth than brain cells, remember?
Yes, you have.
In his bunk, Lister dunks a biscuit in his cuppa. Then it falls onto the bed. He spreads the mess absent-mindedly over his grimy uniform shirt. He picks up a book and sniffs it. The toaster talks to him.
Would you like some toast?
Mm-mm.
Some nice hot crisp brown buttered toast?
Mm-mm.
You don't want any toast then?
No.
What about a muffin?
Nothing.
You know the last time you had toast? 18 days ago, 11:36, Tuesday the 3rd, 2 rounds.
Shh.
I mean, what's the point of buying a toaster with artificial intelligence if you don't like toast?
I do like toast.
I mean, this is my job. This is cruel.
Look,
it's just cruel.
I'm busy.
Oh, you're not busy eating toast, are you?
I don't want any.
I mean, the whole purpose of my existence is to serve you with hot, buttered, scrummy toast. If you don't want any, then my existence is meaningless.
Good.
I toast. Therefore, I am.
Will you shut up?
Rimmer's watching.
What are you doing?
I'm reading.
What, with your nose?
Yeah, it's a cat book. They don't use marks, they use smells. You run your nose along the line and all the different smells are released. It's really good.
What a pathetic idea.
Well, yeah, unlike you, remember, my mind is open to new cultures, new ways of looking at and doing things.
And what does it say?
It says, see, Dick, run. Run, Dick, run. Run. Home, Dick.
That's the cat equivalent of Shakespeare, is it?
Shakespeare? Who's Shakespeare?
You moron, a playwright in the olden days, Wilfred Shakespeare.
I'm only just starting out. This is for 3-year-olds, so you should try.
I'm not the slightest bit interested in smelling anything cats have to say, thank you, Lister.
You don't know what you're missing. Remember, there's this brilliant one where Dick buys this ball, this big ball, this big red ball. It's amazing stuff.
You ought to try reading your shirt sometime, Lister. It's probably a novel by Victor Hugo. Anyway, if you're interested, Holly's spotted... Is that my shirt?
Yeah, I borrowed it.
What's that down the front?
That's definitely biscuit. That's custard. That's definitely ink and just general sort of dirty marks.
You can't just go through my possessions.
Come on, you don't need them anymore.
Because I'm dead?
Yeah. You're a hologram and holograms don't need clothes.
They're my things, Lister. Would you steal Veruca cream from a man with no feet? I mean, how would you like it if I stole your T-shirt, your favourite one with the custard stains down the front?
I wouldn't care.
You've got no right to go through my wardrobe.
Okay, okay. You keep your underpants on coat hangers, don't you?
That's private!
Okay, Rimmer, okay, take the shirt back.
I don't want it, it's ruined. You've sweated in it.
Well, if you don't want the shirt, what do you want, Rimmer?
Just keep out of my things, all right?
Okay, okay. What's Holly spotted?
An unidentified object.
You mean a rock?
It might not be.
They're always rocks.
Mostly they're rocks, I agree, but maybe this one's different.
Rimmer, there's nothing out there, you know. There's nobody out there. No alien monsters. No Zargon warships. No beautiful blondes with beehive hairdos who say, show me some more of this earth thing called kissing. It's just you, me, the cat, and a lot of floating, smegging rocks. That's it. Finito.
Lister, if there's no one out there, what's the point in existence? Why are we here?
Beats me. You want some toast?
Arnold, the unidentified object is now in visual range.
All right, Holly, I'm on my way.
Rimmer marches out while Lister mocks his elaborate salute. In a corridor, Cat does a forward roll.
Ow! Nice jump! Hey! Smooth, with a capital, smooth. OK, time to get out the food detector. Food, this way.
Cat follows his finger, food detector. Yeah,
yeah. This way! Ow, this way! Yay!
Ah, you. Where have you been?
Investigating. Investigating this. Investigating that. General investigation.
General investigation, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, splendid.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Okay.
Fine. Well, if you'll just excuse me.
Hey, you can't have my shiny thing. I found it. It's my shiny thing.
What are you driveling about?
This is my shiny thing. And if you try and take it off me, I may have to eat you.
It's a yo-yo, you modo.
It does two amazing things. One, you have the shiny thing at the top and the string down below, or, and this is the clever part, you have the string at the top and shiny thing down here where the string used to be.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Ow. Yeah.
You haven't the slightest clue what it's for, do you?
Why, sure I do, grease stain. You hold a shiny thing in one hand, and you go, ow, the string's moving. Hey, stop that string. Catch that string.
The drive room.
Where is it?
It's in scoop range, Arnold.
It's a pod. Holly, bring it in.
Yeah, I'm back. Feeling good. Feed me.
Cat, hi. I haven't seen you for ages. Where have you been?
Investigating.
Got you some crispies.
Yeah.
Hey, that the book you gave me, you know. It's got a brilliant ending. I could hardly believe me nose.
Forget that. Got you this. The one you asked about, the holy book.
Oh, great.
Lister opens the old book and sniffs.
Hey, pictures.
Yeah, that's a cat thing. You see, sometimes in a book, we have a drawing of something that is happening in the story, and we call them pictures.
Yeah, yeah, we have pictures too.
You monkeys are smarter than I thought.
This is me?
No, that's not you, that's Cloyster. He was the father of the cat people. He lived years ago at the beginning.
Who's that?
That's him frozen in time.
No, that's me! I was sent to stasis. That's what frozen in time is.
He did that to save Frankenstein.
Look, Frankenstein was my pet cat. Look, Lister, Cloyster, Cloyster, Lister, see?
Listen, you stupid monkey. Cloyster is another name for God.
That's what I'm saying. I am your God.
Cat looks him up and down.
Okay. Turn this into a woman.
I'm serious.
So am I.
Look, Frankenstein was my pet cat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was pregnant. Now, I got put into suspended animation. I was supposed to be there for 18 months, but I didn't get out for 3 million years.
You oversleep, so do I.
No. What I'm saying is that over those 3 million years, your entire race of people evolved from my pet cat.
I gotta go now, man. But let's do lunch sometime. I'll put it in my diary. 12:30, lunch with God. And formal dress, you know what I'm saying?
It is true, you know.
Yeah? Then I gotta ask you the ultimate question. If you're God, why that face?
What's wrong with me face?
What's wrong with your face? It's upside down and inside out. That's what's wrong with it.
Ow! Holly?
Yes, Dave?
If I give you my cat dictionary, can you translate this for me?
I'll give it a go, Dave.
Why are you always asking him? I'll do it.
You're a toaster?
Yeah, I was thinking of packing it in. It's turning me into something I don't like. I'm not a moaner by nature, you know.
No, by nature you're a toaster.
Yeah, it just strikes me there might be something more, something greater, something unimaginably more splendid than heating bread.
Mister, it's arrived!
What has?
The UO, it's a pod!
Where?
The observation room!
Yes!
No point in running, Lister. It's mine. I found it. I've got Bagsies. He's such a child, that boy.
Is it safe, Holly?
Yes, Dave.
Lister, no point in running. I found it and it's mine.
Calm down. Dead people can have heart attacks too, you know. What is it?
Well, I don't know. It's obviously some sort of alien capsule. And clearly they're intelligent, Lister. Ah, the chance to meet an intelligent life form after 18 weeks alone with you.
Okay, Mr. Intelligence, what are those markings?
I don't know. I don't speak alien, you gimboid.
Lister enters the observation room.
What are you doing, Lister? We don't know if it's safe. It's quarantined. You might get some squiggly, slimy thing stuck to your face.
Of course it's safe. Come in. Come on. Come in. Ah!
Lister struggles for breath and presses his lips against the glass, then slides down the window as he passes out.
Ha, 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 tea. All right, Lister, we'll play it your way. But don't think you're coming out of there. You're in there for a month. You're in quarantine.
What did you say, remember?
Why'd you never do what I tell you, eh? Don't you think there's a shining good reason why I'm your superior?
Yeah. You've been with the company for 15 years.
No, it's not.
And I've been with them for 8 months.
No, it's not. It's because I'm better than you. Better trained, better equipped, better... better? Just better.
So that must mean the rest of the crew are better than you, then?
No, it doesn't. It means... I'm not going to let you bait me this, so this is far too important. Just you wait here, keep that door closed till I get back with the scutters. Tyke.
Lister returns to the pod.
Oh, Rimmer's such a smeghead, man. Hang on a minute.
On the pod.
Give me an R. Give me an E. Give me a D. Give me a red dwarf garbage pot. Holly, did Rimmer never work in waste disposal?
No, Dave.
It's one of our red dwarf garbage pods with, like, the writing burnt off in places. Why didn't you tell him?
Well, it's a laugh, isn't it?
Lister recovers the letters with space dust.
After intensive investigation, comma, of the markings on the alien pod, comma, it has become clear, comma, to me, comma, that we are dealing, comma, with a species of awesome intellect, colon.
Good. Perhaps I might be able to give you a hand with your punctuation.
Shut up!
While Lister sleeps in the top bunk, Rimmer looks pensive.
Lights! Lister, are you awake? Lister? Lister? Lister! Are you awake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep either.
The excitement!
What excitement?
The alien excitement!
Rimmer, it's garbage!
You can scoff, Lister, that's nothing new. They laughed at Galileo, they laughed at Edison, they laughed at Columbo.
Who's Columbo?
The man with the dirty Mac who discovered America.
What makes you think these aliens exist?
They must do, Lister. There's so many things that are strange and odd. So many things we don't have any explanation for.
Like, why do intelligent people buy cinema hot dogs? Do you mean that sort of weird and mysterious thing?
No, Lister, I mean like the pyramids. How did they move such massive pieces of stone without the aid of modern technology?
They had massive whips, Rimmer. Massive whips.
All right, then. The Bermuda Triangle. Go on, explain that one. You know all the answers.
No, I agree there. That is a genuine mystery. How did a song like that ever become a hit? It defies all reason.
I just don't know why I bother. I get more sense out of a squashed hedgehog. Listen, don't you ever stop and wonder, why are we here? What's the grand purpose?
Why does it have to be such a big deal? Why can't it be like, you know, like human beings are a planetary disease? Like the Earth's got German measles or facial herpes, right? And that's why all the other planets give us such a wide berth. It's like, oh, don't go near Earth. It's got human beings, aren't they contagious?
So you're saying, Lister, you're an intergalactic pus-filled cold sore. At last, Lister, we agree on something.
What do you believe in then? Do you believe in God?
God? Certainly not. What a preposterous thought. I believe in aliens, Lister.
Oh, right, fine. Something sensible at last.
Aliens, Lister, with technology so far in advance of our own, we can't even begin to imagine.
Look, that's not difficult. Mankind hasn't even got the technology to create a toupee that doesn't get big laughs.
Aliens, Lister, who can give me a real body.
Ooh, I can't wait to see your face in the morning. I really can't.
And nor I yours, Lister. When that pot opens and from it emerges a beautiful alien woman with long green hair and six breasts.
Six breasts? Imagine making love to a woman with six breasts.
Imagine making love to a woman.
He turns to Lister as if he's said too much. Next, bleary-eyed Lister pushes a button on a vending machine.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Buongiorno. Give me breakfast.
What would you like?
Chicken vindaloo and a milkshake.
What flavour milkshake?
Beer.
Morning, Dave. I've finished your translation.
Whose cloister is it, me?
Yes, Dave. The cats have made you their god.
Hey, working class kid makes good.
Your plan to buy a farm on Fiji and open up a hot dog and donut diner has become their image of heaven.
What?
And Cloister spake, lo, I shall lead you to Fuchsia, and there we shall open a temple of food, wherein shall be sausages and savoury doughnuts and all manner of bountiful things, yea, even individual sachets of mustard. And those who serve shall wear hats of great majesty, yea, though they be made of coloured cardboard and have humorous arrows through the top.
Does it say what happened to the rest of the cats?
Holy wars. There were thousands of years of fighting, Dave, between the two factions.
What two factions?
Well, the ones who believe the hat should be red and the ones who believe the hat should be blue.
Do you mean they had a war over whether the donut diner hats were red or blue?
Yeah. Most of them were killed fighting about that. Staff, really, isn't it?
You're not kidding. They were supposed to be green.
In a corridor.
Go on, Hot.
Well, finally, they called a truce and built two arcs and left Red Dwarf in search of Fuchsia.
But there's no such place as Fuchsia, it's Fiji. I mean, how are they supposed to find it?
And Cloister gave to Frankenstein the sacred writing, saying, those who have wisdom will know its meaning. And it was written thus, seven socks, one shirt.
That's my laundry list. I lined the cat's basket with me laundry list.
The blue hats thought it was a star chart leading to the promised land.
Well, it wasn't. It was my dirty washing. What happened next, Hob?
And the ark that left first followed the sacred signs. And lo, they flew straight into an asteroid. And the righteous in the second ark flew ever onward, knowing they were indeed righteous.
This is terrible. Holy wars, killing. They're just using religion as an excuse to be extremely crappy to each other.
So what else is new?
I'm not interested.
And they're killing each other over which coloured cardboard hat to wear.
I'm not interested.
But don't you think it's amazing?
No.
You know what happened to people who didn't eat hot dogs on Fuchsal Day? They were stoned to death by stale donuts.
Mister, what do you want me to say? Congratulations, you're God?
I'm talking about the suffering. People died. I mean, cats that cat people died.
You've just come here to rub my nose in it. I could have been God, you know, given a different start in life, given the lucky showbiz break you had.
I don't want to be a God, that's the point.
No, vomitization, I don't believe it. I'm God, but it's a bit of a drag, actually. Come on.
I'm not a God. I've just been misquoted.
Mister, for my money, anyone who goes around reading meaning into any old gobbledygook deserves everything they get.
I mean, if I had 8 socks on my laundry list instead of 7, or if I owned more than 1 pair of underpants, they might have been safe. I just wish I could meet them and explain and apologise.
Well, that would look spectacular, wouldn't it, Lister? God returns in all his splendour and says, sorry, it's all been a total cock-up.
I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask to become their god.
Well, I didn't ask to be killed, Lister. Life's a bitch. Now, smeg off, I'm busy.
I mean, they just made stuff up, you know? I'm supposed to have given them 5 sacred laws. 5 sacred laws. I've broken 4 of them myself. I've broken the 5th, but there's no sheep on board.
Bye-bye.
I mean, Rimmer, what sort of holy writ is this, Rimmer? It is a sin to be cool.
Look, I'm sick of hearing about these stupid cats! My concerns are slightly more meaningful than what coloured, stupid, smegging cardboard hat I'm wearing. I'm trying to decipher this! This is science, laddie! You can smirk, Lister, but I believe the Quagars.
Quagars?
Quagars! It's a name I made up, double A, actually. I believe the Quagars have the technology to give me a new body.
Never mind this tot. Where's the cat?
Tot.
Tot.
Tot!
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 We'll soon see how totty it is, laddie. The quarantine period's nearly up.
Cat! Cat! Holly, where's the cat?
He's no longer in my supervision field, Dave.
He's gone down to the cargo decks.
I lost him as he entered supply pipe 28.
Cat! Cat! Cat, come on. Cat!
On a cargo deck.
Come on, kitty, kitty. Cat, come on. Honestly, the crispies are going warm. Come on. Cat, come on.
Oh, yeah! Hey, fellas! Yes, sir, I'm back! Feeling good!
Feed me.
You're always leaving me. Where do you go?
Investigating! See, I have these feet.
I'm dying.
I'm telling you about my feet! My investigating feet!
Didn't you hear me? I'm dying.
Yeah, but I'm telling you about my feet!
Oh, why should you listen to me? The blind old priest has lost his faith.
I'm not listening to you. I'm trying to tell you about my feet.
What do you care?
I don't care. You're the one who's doing the dying, not me. Why should I let it spoil my evening?
Cat!
Deep in the spaceship...
Cat!
Lister falls out of a supply pipe.
Cat, when I get you, I'm going to turn you into a kebab. Holly, can you still hear me?
It's dark.
Cat?
Yeah. Burn the sacred hat.
That's a fearsome hat.
Burn it, burn it. It's the symbol of the lies.
It's burnt.
All my life, I've served a lie. Because you're not dead, Cloyster, are you? You've never been there. You don't exist.
Lister enters.
Who's that?
It's I, Cloyster.
Who is it, boy?
I've told you, it's me, Cloyster. I've retained Luthard.
Is it him? Is it truly him? Does he look like a king?
A king? Yeah, yeah.
Is he wearing the donut and the golden sausage?
Yeah, yeah.
Then it truly is him. I failed you, Cloyster. All these years I kept my face. I wore the holy custard stain and the sacred gravy marks. I renounced coolness and chose the righteous path of slobbiness. But in the end, I failed you.
Why didn't you go on the ox with the rest of the cats? Oh,
they left us behind, the sick and the lame. Left us to die. But then the boy was born, to the cripple and the idiot.
What idiot?
Your father, boy.
My father was a jelly brain?
Yes, that's why he ate his own feet.
I didn't wonder.
But as one by one we died, my faith died also. It tested me, Cloyster. I failed.
Oh, no, you didn't fail, old man. You passed. I'm giving you an A-plus distinction.
You mean there's a place for me on Fouchelle?
A place? You've got your own bathroom on sweet cork floors, your own barbecue on the patio, double glazing, a phone and everything.
And my hat! I've burned my sacred hat!
No, you haven't.
The sacred red hat.
A miracle. This is the happiest day of my life.
The old man dies happy. Looking gutted, Lister sits down, then Cat grabs him.
Did I ever tell you about my feet, my investigating feet? Once upon a time, there was an old man.
Standing outside the observation room, Rimmer's overseeing Lister and the Quagar's investigation.
Well, are you ready for this, Rimmer?
Open it, open it! Well, what's there?
Are you sure you're ready for this, Rimmer?
Yes, come on, you dimboid!
Lister lifts out a chicken.
Incredible. A stupendous moment in my own personal history. The perfectly preserved remains of a Quagar warrior.
Yeah, right, Rimmer, absolutely.
They must have looked something like a roast chicken.
He frowns.
It's cold outside, it's no kind of atmosphere.
It's a garbage pod. It's a smegging garbage pod.